you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, everyone. Before we get started, we have new T-shirts coming out. Go to podcastmerch.com between June 14th and the 21st for a limited time only and pick up your brand new No Need for Apology tees.
So head over to podcastmerch.com between June 14th and June 21st because, again, you don't want to miss out on these tees because they're a limited time only. Now let's get into the show.
Gestapo is crazy. All right.
It's weird. Like, I got energy. I'm ready to go. But it's like, it is late Wednesday. I don't smoke so much weed, but we here. God damn, nigga.
Hey, man, it's the holidays, so fuck that.
Right, it's hot. It's a New York summer.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I just say, I was thinking about it. I was talking to Zach Amico and Young Dylan McGree. They were talking about fast food breakfast and how it's good. I got to thinking, is it me or is hood pussy just as good as fast food breakfast?
Good pussy, it's better than fast food breakfast. Like, well, go ahead, you got to elaborate a little bit.
Like, you know how good an Egg McMuffin is with the fucking, or the French toast sticks.
Right, right.
But it's shit you shouldn't fuck with for your whole dietary.
You know what it's going to do to you. Okay, and but hood
nigga,
pussy.
But when you get a fresh Egg McMuffin with the fucking pancake, like, you from the fat, from this McDonald's. But it's like early, it's like that first round. Like breakfast,
the sun,
just
the sun is shining
right, or it's
right
one of them,
through your windshield.
Or nigga, you remember them donuts they used to serve in grade school? That came in the hot plastic bag, and the bag was steaming. And you,
yeah.
That's what I think hood pussy is. But you can't have it all the time because it's not good. It's not good
it's
dietary.
Not good for you.
I had some hood pussy last night. I need to get tested now.
So
hood
you see, it sounds like it's in your voice. It sounds like it's in your goddamn throat. That's what
I like that. Can we start a restaurant called Hood Pussy?
Hood pussy! Come on,
just hearing. Just hearing the guests go, yo, I had some hood pussy just last night, man. Yo, what's that? You're trying to go get some hood pussy?
How should it come in? Do 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 do.
Hood pussy.
Do.
Hood pussy.
The restaurant, and it's a plate of food steaming, like sizzlers. It's got to like gotta be a little S, the steaming. Do 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 do.
Hood pussy. Yeah.
This is
every dish
variety.
Is like fajitas. Every
got
dish.
A whole menu.
This is,
I hate
the
eaters.
Girls got the
oh, there's so much.
The waitresses got the Chinese slippers on.
Do 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 do.
Hood pussy.
Oh, everybody got Louis Vuitton scarves on.
Do-do-do-do. They stuff it in their shirt. You get the chicken pot pie here? The shit is good, nigga.
Oh, my God, man. Let's go ahead and introduce our guest so we can keep riffing on her pussy, because I can riff on her pussy. I can rip on her pussy all day long right now, man. Because I could just go in on her bitches right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just the teal green sweatpants, no pockets.
Do-do-do-do.
I love her.
Her pussy!
You know that that little jean jacket that we don't really know where it came from?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. God damn it. Let's introduce our guest, man.
We already know the name of this episode. Thanks for making my job easy, boys.
What do you want to call it?
She got a headscarf off across the street, but she got a big old butt and two kids.
Every commercial will be fire.
And it's a restaurant. It's an actual franchise restaurant.
Serving.
They got good chefs.
Serving.
They will treat you right.
We bake
on
the premises.
Until they decide they don't want you here no more.
Baking on the premises. What you just say?
I said they'll treat you right until they decide they don't want you here no more.
Do 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 do.
Could you imagine the restaurant where they just kick you out? I'm tired of y'all.
But bet it's only 5 p.m.
So the fuck what? I ain't for this shit today.
Do 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 do.
Hood pussy.
ranked 98th in customer service. Ranked 98th in customer service because she didn't feel like, because it was too hot outside for that shit.
I need you guys on the street. I need you guys going on the street. Going to
Eagle Wit. That's what we got. Because I ain't even talked to this. I know. This is my young bull. Comedy extraordinaire. The nigga been cooking through the city. Mm-hmm. I've watched this grow from my young boy Eagle Wit.
And as you heard, a connoisseur of...
Who pussy?
Yeah. Eagle, what's happening, man? Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
Y'all blowing up. You know that, right?
Think so?
This podcast, I'm saying. Y'all already blowed up, but the podcast.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you know. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
One of my followers is like, when you going to do No Need for Apologies? I was like, well, I know them niggas. Right? Oh, yeah.
On the No Need train.
Yeah, you just do your shit. You know, it's just true Black Air Force One energy. You know what I mean? And speaking of Black Air Force One energy, man. This nigga Eagle.
Here we go.
For your man who told you come on the podcast, this nigga came in here with his fucking toes out.
He got flip flops on.
You got Memorial Day off. I'm trying to carry
myself like a billionaire.
Yeah,
all,
I don't want to know you like
do.
That though, bro. You know? Come on, man. Like,
I got my legs out.
I already had to unfollow you. I already had to unfollow you on Instagram, man. It'd be too many wet, fresh out the shower pictures. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
When you follow me.
You know how crazy it is? The thing about that, you leave your house, right? You leave your house with your feet out. Go outside and then go into some other establishment with your feet still out. That's some wild shit.
Even though you used to be out here with flower sneakers and shit and pink hoodies.
I love me some flower sneakers and pink hoodies.
You have to understand, man. Niggas that get... only because he said it in a set, the amount of vagina this man receives, it gives him another kind of confidence. So the motherfucker won't walk outside with sandals on.
Yeah.
That's because, you know, there's too many girls are probably fucking with his sandals
on. But see, that's the thing, too. Like, all right, because... that whole energy was new to me when I first met Eagle. I'm like, what the fuck? and the thing that fucks me up that I respect about Eagle, that he never stopped doing it.
Nah.
He never stopped doing it. He was just like, yo, y'all niggas is crazy. He just go right back to being him. So you're like, all right, well, fuck it. If he don't give a fuck, I guess I don't give a fuck neither. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and I was like, okay, well, that's what's going on. Yep. And lo and behold, seller. I'll be like, damn. Because when I saw you at the seller, I looked at you and then looked at the rest of the niggas like, damn, he jumped over everybody. So it was like, good for him. He took his hair
Everybody. Got the toes. Do you wear your toes out on stage?
No, I don't wear my toes out on stage. No. But I do got the flower sneakers whenever I want on stage. Pink. I like pink. Pink's my favorite color.
Okay. Yeah.
I like rocking pink.
How did you get into that?
It just
no, cause I met Eagle mom and your mom. She Caribbean, right?
Yeah, my mom's Jamaican.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So that shit like it never raised no eyebrow.
Oh, every mom always. Okay. My mom will always be like, "Why you got them flowers? Why you got your pink?" And I'd be like, you know, I'd be out here fucking. She'd be like, "No, I know, but you look gay." And I'd be like, "Whatever." Yeah.
But the ones that look gay get all the pussy. So you know,
bitches
right?
love like Prince and his crew.
Yeah. Androgyny won.
It's two type of dudes
Androgyny
that get pussy.
Still wins.
It's like super masculine niggas and feminine niggas. Nothing in between.
Dandies. Yeah, I read about this shit. They call these niggas dandies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dandies. I don't like that. That sounds bad.
Well, I mean, but it's like the trap is different.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like the Venus fly trap.
Oh, I get what you
saying. Like his flowers, his pink, and here's the dick, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
As soon as you come in, like, is that hair yours? Yeah, bitch. That's my hair. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a trap, you know?
That's why it rhymes with candy. Realest bitch here with this Starburst game. Come here. Yeah, I look a little
gay. You want this pink Starburst girl? I got you.
Give me the pussy. That's how they be.
Yeah.
They be cool until the end. No, not right there. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
It'll never be started. No, it was a good placement, but I don't like that Dylan tried to start it.
Yeah, he did.
He looked so disappointed.
A sad hood pussy.
Did you appropriate this black ass?
We're 8 minutes into the show, and you already
have you ever had hood pussy?
Our song. Wait a minute.
I had it. Yes.
Elvis. This nigga's Elvis.
Wait, wait. He said he did have hood pussy. Huh? You said you did have hood pussy?
I'm from Florida, South Florida.
Yeah. Oh, so he had like a white girl. No. He had a Camaro.
You had like white girl to hang out with black people pussy, or like a black girl like Zopound put like Haitian steal your car.
Ooh.
Like in
what do you think, Derek?
Like Bad Boys 2, nigga. Don't you think me? I want you to.
I'll show you after the show.
How was it?
I'll show you after the show.
All right.
Wait, you had a black girl before?
Of course. I told her. I don't lie on stage. Oh, that's all I did.
Yeah, that joke you did last week was pretty funny, wasn't it?
I wasn't lying.
Okay. Well, this is just fucking black pussy. Good for him.
Right.
Good for him.
I guess
it's top quality.
I don't believe it, but we'll see.
Why don't you believe it?
Like, how old are they?
My age? What do you mean? Okay. Around my age? I mean, 25, 26.
This feels like when you was a kid and you would just start pestering the little kid, one kid on the block. You remember, like, you would start, you ain't never had no pussy. We all virgins, but we be like, nigga, you ain't never had no pussy. Yes, I did. And now we trying to make him justify it. Don't none of us know.
Don't none of us know.
What's her name?
We going to just keep telling this nigga we don't believe to make him feel nervous. Yo, I don't believe you. I mean,
until he skipped.
Past the time.
I'm fucking with you. Doing
crazy shit is he could have been fucking mad black girls because we don't believe it. It's going to make him sound like a liar.
Like when you don't want to believe something, you just don't want to believe it. That's it.
Nothing to say.
It's gonna like, make as much as you might be right, if it's 3-1, bruh.
you could come with a full receipt. Like you could walk up to me.
Look, it's right here.
Yeah, with a picture of you right naked here. In bed with a bitch. And I'm like,
But one stupid Derek Gaines face of
No. Oh, now see, now he's teasing it. You see that? First four minutes was good placement. Listen, let me show you what the fuck he just did. First 4 minutes we was killing, right? So he tries to put it in minute 8, right? It doesn't work. So now he gets pissed. Dogs me like he always does, and then we don't look like that doing it, man. You look like doing that, man. We call it an
exaggeration.
Yeah,
comedy.
I get one skip card. Can I pull my skip card here?
Yeah, you cool. Card. You get a free life, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Anyway. oh shit. All right, but it's warm out. How about it's New York's opening back up with the heat? Like it's really like Indian summer. It's already 80s, 90s in May. We're in trouble.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I don't know. What you been feeling about like the girls on the street? Has it been good or no?
Oh, it's been great.
Really?
Yo, there's nothing like New York City. I mean, I'm from New York, so I'm biased, but I think it's the best in the world, man. I know y'all from Philly, but man. It's just the best. I don't think there's a city better, especially for the summertime, than New York.
Have you been there?
I spent a summer in L.A. and Jesus I thought that shit was whack.
You
know, I haven't spent many summers elsewhere, but I will say this: you know what I like about New York? Because it's bad bitches everywhere. But this is what I like about New York: there's also hella ugly bitches here.
Okay,
so you get to see the ugly girls and then appreciate the bad bitches even more.
Okay, because you can't have heroes without villains.
Absolutely. You go to a place like Miami, it's bad bitches everywhere you go. You start not appreciating them. Oh, it's another bad bitch. Cool, another bad bitch.
Yeah.
New York, you walk past 10 trolls.
Okay.
And then you walk past the 10. That 10 looked like a 20.
Yeah. So 10 trolls makes a 10 look like a 20.
Boom. It's math.
I fuck with it. It's a weird city math. That's.
I'm going to probably lose y'all on this.
Go ahead, boy.
Like, yo, all right. Like, the bad bitch, I'm good.
Okay.
Like I'll take a used bad bitch.
Oh.
Like I'll rent a used bad bitch.
Okay.
If that make any sense.
Steal somebody bad bitch for a day.
Nah. Like, so last week I was in Arizona, in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I heard. Ooh, there's some baddies out there. I heard.
But they're like older and divorced, and they're just like looking to like fuck a black dude in their ex husband's house. Mm. So like that's somebody else's Ferrari.
Yeah.
I don't really want to own a Ferrari.
No.
The upkeep is crazy.
I can't even go to the grocery store
in
a Ferrari.
There's still a little bit of a weird smell. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm cool with the smell. It's just like, hey, this is still a Ferrari.
Still a Ferrari.
I got
absolutely.
The experience of Ferrari. I never thought I would. All right, that was cool. But like, I don't have to worry about trying to get rid of this shit because you know how expensive it is to get rid of a Ferrari?
Yeah.
You can't just call some random tow company.
Hey, can y'all pick up this Ferrari?
Yeah. Like, you got to properly dispose of one of these motherfuckers, which is probably going to require you. Paying a lot more money just
people
to get
just
rid
leave
of this
them.
Shit. Yeah.
No, it's a real thing where like people will leave expensive ass Ferraris because it's actually cheaper just to have it
and the Ferrari,
taken away in total.
Just like the bad bitch in the divorce is just sitting there like, look, he just left me. Yeah, bitch, because you're useless. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bad bitches, useless. Love you. It's good to look at. I don't know what the fuck to do with you.
Hey,
what I mean?
Hey. At least they can open the doors like that.
Hey, I can tell. See, me and Derek still on the bad bitch train.
Hey, dude, you know, bad bitch walk down the street with the doors open.
What? Hey, man.
And you be like, yeah.
You know what? I get it. I get it.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna
give me a pickup truck.
A good pickup. A new one, at least. Does it run on electric?
Can it be new?
Huh? As long as I don't gotta make payments. If it's new and I bought it free and clear, but I'm not making no payments, I might not even put insurance on this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, man.
Like the truck got a purpose. That's it. You know what I mean?
Jesus. But it's going to get work done.
I can't do nothing with no Ferrari, man.
Well, I can do a lot with a Ferrari.
What?
Everything. I'm trying to do everything with a Ferrari.
All you can do with a Ferrari is drive really fast.
Not even really
park
fast.
Somewhere.
Where you going to go fast?
You will get tired of a Ferrari.
You got to take that bitch to the track.
Exactly. No one sees you with your Ferrari at the track.
Nobody
you
sees
you. You will get tired of a
now
Ferrari.
Now it's stupid. Yeah, now you
become one of the people that post their car on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Trying to pretend you're enjoying this car. Yeah,
absolutely.
Dickhead.
Absolutely.
You're right. Sports cars suck.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Every time
breaking it down.
Ugly bitches. Ugly bitches. That's what we want, baby.
Oh, so that's how it's done. That's how it's done. Okay.
Pussy for life, nigga. I'm about to get that tattooed across my stomach.
Do-do-do-do. Hood pussy. Then we're going to have hood pussy selects. Hood pussy select, that's like the big menu. That's the sexy ball menu. Be the bad bitch. She got a little like a used Ferrari. But we have like a showroom night, and there's used Ferraris and used Lamborghinis. And all kinds of things. Sponsored by Pussy Catering.
Like I'm telling you, I know
you have a deluxe menu.
But you ever see like a junkie couple?
Okay. They love each other.
Bad bitch ain't gonna ride for you like no
you
junkie.
You ain't never seen the love two junkies have for one another, bro. Until you in New York, 2 o'clock in the morning, who watching these motherfuckers fight and then kiss and make up.
Yeah, man.
I just never, that's how I know love ain't shit. When I see homeless people fighting, I be like, nigga, y'all don't got nothing. Y'all just got each
what
other.
What are y'all fighting
That's all
over?
Y'all got.
What the fuck are y'all
what
fighting
What can
about?
Y'all possibly be fighting over?
That's
love
so
sucks
funny.
From the top to the bottom.
To the bottom. Yeah, bombs fighting is hilarious.
Nigga, Bill Gates and his chick broke up, so the top is trash.
Trash.
The homeless people be breaking up. That's trash.
Trash.
Nigga, love is trash.
You gotta be right in that sweet spot, man. Right in that sweet spot, because the only people that are fucking are hood people. Hood people.
Yeah, they not homeless.
Yeah.
They a little poor, but they in love.
The IRS knows exactly who are the happiest people in this country. The people who are getting a check.
It's true.
And they just home fucking. They don't have much.
Yep.
They got a bunch of kids.
They got exact
family.
And the kids, like when you pop out that many, somebody man to be somewhat successful.
Absolutely.
Somebody, one of them got to be something.
And then we just all mooch off of him.
Well, I hope I have a plan. I want my daughter to be a teenage mom so my grandkid could be an NBA player. Because I think it's a strategic. If you look at most NBA players, their parents is teenage parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to chase the dad away with a stick.
Oh yeah, he got it. The dad
here.
Can't beat her. That's
get
a good point.
Right
the dad
child.
Can't beat her. I forgot about that.
His dad pulling up.
Put
the force field up. Put the force field in the
I'm gonna let this bitch do whatever she want in high school, and once she get pregnant, we gonna move her to another high school.
Like, Mr. Witt, I don't understand. I've already fucked her, and you'll never
see her again
or this kid again
ever. That's some.
He's doing like the Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Get away from Oprah.
Get away from Oprah.
Get away.
The money.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Leave me and his family alone. When he got overpregnant, that shit was awesome.
So, yeah, man, like, but you got to make sure that you think that like the genetics got to be good too, though, right? Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to tell him, be like, yo, hang around the ball team. You know what I mean? Tall niggas. They don't got to be nice at ball.
Huh.
Just, you know.
See, you can talk that shit because you ain't got no kids. I've had to have that talk with my daughter. I got a 16-year-old daughter, man.
What'd you tell her?
I tell her this. All right, and it's funny because we sit here laughing and joking about hood pussy, but I tell my daughter in a heartbeat, you can't fuck with a hood nigga if you met him in the hood. Like, it's okay. Like, so when niggas be like, yo, come here, mom, let me talk to you. Like, look around. We in the hood. These niggas different around here. Don't even get around with that.
That's valid advice.
It's okay to meet a hood nigga outside the hood. Like, if y'all at camp together or at some project or at school together and he just happened to be from the hood, all right, well, he leaves the hood to go better himself, that type of hood nigga you can fuck with.
Okay.
But yeah, not a nigga that's just posted up.
You
in the
have
hood,
to,
you know what I mean?
You need to fuck with an enriched nigga. He has to be enriched.
Yeah, he got to lead the block. You,
with
like,
something.
You can't meet him in his zip code.
I need you to meet a nigga that has seen nature once or twice in his life, like butterflies and hope.
Cause that's yo, man. I used to see that shit when I was
maybe
a kid.
Maybe had a cone of ice cream or something.
Nigga said butterflies and hope.
Like, I don't know if you're
have you seen
this in a while because I go to a different type of barbershop. But you ever see kids in the barbershop, like boys, little boys that are out of fucking control? And you're
absolutely
like, Jesus Christ.
But
I can't.
Have you seen a nasty baby mom with the wife beater on, no bra, big old cans, They be in the barbershop with two kids, and the kids be running around.
Yeah.
But the barber is looking at the baby mama. I'm gonna fuck
shit. That's a barber's weakness right there.
I'll be like, barber's mom in a barbershop? Oh, bro.
Here's the one thing. Barbers, like, if a bitch get a barber to give her son a free haircut, like, twice, she got him.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She got him, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Because now she gonna dangle that pussy, and she'll give it to him, but she's not gonna give it to him for haircuts. She'll hit him with the, like, oh, I got a man, but the minute that the man fuck up, you think you can help me out with an apartment
the shop
or
I go
something
to
like that? Like, and now the barber got to prove his worth because he's been talking all this shit about how much money he got.
Niggas that do shit like for a living, they be like, trust me, this barber shit real. Right. I got money.
Right.
You're like, nigga, no, you don't.
And that's why the girls come in the barbershop like that. They like, all right, we going to play your card because when they go to cash in on it, either he gonna have to put it all, he gonna bet it all, or you know she like that's what you say a lot of them fights in front of the barbershop. That's what it be about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I don't flex with bitches. I don't tell them I'm rich. What I do is because I'm not rich, first of all. But I don't tell them I got money because it's like for instance they'll come over to my apartment. They be like oh, and I be like yeah, but this is all the money every month.
Right,
this is all
I
got.
Gone. It's all gone.
This apartment. If I lived in a different place, I could probably do something for
real
you.
Real rap.
Yeah.
After an L that I just took, I think I realized ain't no point in saving money. Saving money is dumb, bro. Cause somebody gonna come and get it, nigga. It's like having treasure on a boat.
Okay.
Somebody gonna come and get that treasure and take it on another island and bury it somewhere. And like everybody's trying to hold on to money, and all we do is either lose it or die guarding the shit. You know what I mean? Like spend all that shit.
I definitely believe in spending. I definitely believe in spending. Cause the way I look at it is like you just make more money.
Yeah.
I don't worry about how much money I had. I worry about how much money I'm gonna get.
Right.
Like, let's just make more money.
Spend your money to make more money.
Absolutely.
Don't save it. But use that.
I think that's
shit
a broke nigga mindset.
When
you
in.
Thinking about like, I can't spend it. Oh, what if I lose it? Spend it. Keep focusing on making more money.
Right.
That's how I
think. And that's the thing. Money behaves like a bad bitch.
Okay.
And again, bad bitch, you ain't supposed to keep it.
Nope.
For a little bit. Rental. Nope. Hey, who want the bad bitch next? I'm trying to go get more bad bitches.
My favorite thing I ever heard is was it Joe Budden might have said it in a song? Somebody said it. For every bad bitch is a nigga tired of fucking it.
Yeah. Of course. Bruh. Of course.
If that ain't the realest shit I ever heard, bro. Yo, every time
this bald pussy again.
Bro, every time I see a nigga walking down the street with his bad bitch, I just be like, damn, I know he's tight. I know he ain't happy with her. I know it.
Here's the
I
wanna fuck.
He don't wanna
fuck. Tattoo again. Nipple rings again.
I get tired, bro. Yeah, I get tired of fucking the same girl. I get tired. I'd be
And it sucked. That's why I said, like, I'd rather get tired of a pickup truck. Tend to get tired of a fucking.
Because when you get tired of a Ferrari, you feel bad. You're like, why am I tired of this?
Niggas gonna look at you like you crazy.
And you question it.
What's wrong with the Ferrari?
You be
nigga,
like, what is wrong with me? I got a Ferrari.
Nigga, do you know how much gas this bitch guzzles?
Yeah.
Do you understand how many times I gotta rotate these tires? You want to go and ride around the city.
The
you
Ferrari needs so much.
You know how much shit I got to buy every time I drive it?
And you're
going to
get tired of any car you drive.
Yeah.
So why put yourself through the Ferrari type of shit?
It's just the Ferrari is the
every
most
time you get into trouble, it costs you $1,200. You're like,
yeah.
Because it's always going to cost at least
$1,200.
You need to get yourself a Honda with a fat ass.
The Ferrari don't even appreciate it. It'd be like, well, of course it costs $1,200. I'm a Ferrari.
Again, like, entitled.
Ferrari doesn't
entitled. Ferrari, you bring nothing to the table, Ferrari.
Absolutely.
You just make the garage
you're
look
just
pretty.
A Ferrari.
Yeah.
You
like,
got that horse tattoo on the small of your back. That's all you got.
Dun, dun, dun.
What was that?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Hit it with the soul, Derek.
All we're doing is selling people on hood pussy. This
hood
is so good.
Pussy yeah. is the best. Yeah. It is fast food breakfast on the fresh day.
Ooh. Yeah. Cause it's,
early
I mean,
Friday
think
morning, you headed to work. You stop by the McDonald's, get yourself egg McMuffin with the fucking or one of them.
You remember the French toast sticks?
The fucking,
I forgot where they had it.
McGriddles,
Burger King maybe.
Fresh McGriddles.
Uh-huh. McGriddle. Who made McGriddles?
It's,
genius.
It's so much cheaper and so much quicker than brunch.
I know, right?
Brunch is a whole.
Yo, what is
brunch
is a whole?
Alcohol,
it's the whole
food.
Day.
Brunch is such
it
an
got
unnecessary
shrimp and
hustle.
Grits.
Yeah,
they be hustling.
It
us.
Got yeah. red velvet waffles yeah. and shit. It's got to be like egg with lunch. Like it's got to be.
Ain't nobody gonna eat all
dinner,
this,
but with an egg on it.
Ain't nobody gonna eat all this.
Brunch is so unnecessary, nigga. When I was growing up, brunch was like my
champagne.
Mom was like, "All we got to eat is breakfast, nigga. So you having brunch?" That was brunch. And now I'm a grown man. Brunch costs $100.
Right.
What?
Brunch
right.
was cereal at 1 p.m. That's yeah. what the fuck brunch was.
Brunch was now. Brenner, nigga. You remember Brenner?
Nigga, Brenner? But people would try to, like, shame you if you choose McDonald's over brunch. Ah, see, that's your problem, nigga. You don't love yourself. You don't love your life. You know, it's like.
I love McGriddles. That's what I love. I McGriddles love me an egg McMuffin.
Ooh.
Especially when it's fresh. Do-do-do-do.
Pussy!
Come on, man. But anyway, you make strong points, fellas.
Yeah,
hey, man. I don't know.
All right, let's get into some plugs, man. This right, episode is absolutely ridiculous. Dylan, can we get some plug music going on? All right, Eagle, you got anything you want to plug, man?
I don't. I mean, you know,
you ain't got shit coming up? Anything like a show or something?
I just did something I had coming up last night.
Okay.
I'm just around the city. I'm at the Comedy Cellar, you know, almost every night. You know, just pop in and come see me.
There you go.
Follow me on Instagram at EagleWitOfficial.
All right.
Derek, anything going on?
Hey, you know what it is. This Sunday and every Sunday, the Black Ass Comedy
Black
Show.
Black Ass Comedy Show.
Over there, Old Man Hustle, 9 o'clock. Me and Dave hosting. Let me tell you something right now. It's the rebirth of what I'd like to call Def Comedy Jam. But anyway, we're having a good time over there. Make sure you come on out. Tickets is only $5.
Tell them where it is.
And it's at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue, yeah. over there at Old Man Hustle.
Lawrence Killebrew killed us last week on that shit. He was like, y'all niggas don't know how to promote. You ain't tell us where it was at. And I'm like, shit. So, Lawrence, we followed your lead. 308 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, man.
Yeah,
get down there.
308 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn Comedy Club, over there at Old Man Hustle, the Black Knight, Black Ass Comedy Show. That's what we got.
And NNFA is hitting the road June 17th to the 20th. We're in Phoenix, Arizona at the House of Comedy. August 17th to the 19th, you can catch us at the House of Comedy in Bloomington, Minnesota, as well as June 16th. Shit, Miami, Focal Beer. We're coming down there, man. So keep posted on those show dates on our Instagram
and
NFApodcast.com.
June 23rd, New York City.
Oh, shit.
No
yeah,
Need
yeah,
for
yeah.
Apologies Comedy Jam.
At the stand. We at back the stand. At the stand.
In the main room.
Mm.
What? I don't know what time we...
This is the sexy show.
It's the sexy
we do,
show.
We do one...
I think
bottle.
It's 7.
Huh?
I think it's 7.
Yeah. June 23rd, we putting out paid ads and all that good shit. Come there if you don't want to come to Brooklyn. Let me explain something to y'all motherfuckers.
Nah,
right
don't
now.
Give them no fucking option. Be at both goddamn shows,
hey,
damn it.
But if you're going to be in Manhattan, the sexy show June 23rd at the stand in the main room downstairs, it's going to be a wallop, a cod's wallop.
All right, man. And also, don't forget podcastmerch.com / NNFA so you get your No Need for Apologies t-shirt.
Show them the shirt.
Your black on black to go with your black on black. Those
did
are running
you hear? We're
June.
We're changing 20... the narrative first.
What's that week? June 21st? So, right after we get back from
June 4th, between the 14th and the 21st, they can get it.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, that's like, 2 weeks now. All right.
We're not talking crime. We're talking money.
Yeah.
We're changing the narrative.
Speaking of talking money, man, yo. I just figured out how to, like, I'm selling my book.
Oh shit. Let's talk about
bro.
This book, nigga.
Influencer. This is the nerdiest shit I've ever fucking done in my life, man. I wrote a book. All right. I finally finished it. I got the proofs. I got the actual books in my house. All right. This is a story about the asinine behavior that celebrities engage in on social media. I put together a sci-fi theme that it was a secret society that's putting together for profit. And I insert a teenage girl who's dealing with the struggles that... social media puts on kids that, you know, give them pressure and make them feel their self-worth, but she figures out what's going on, man. It's a dope story. It's an amalgam of my own life and my daughter's experiences growing up. It's definitely very personal. I'm a little bit, like, shy about this shit, so what I'm doing is I'm only releasing 100 copies.
Nipsey Hussle.
100 copies, man. That's it. So you go to DaveTempleComedy.com, which is the thing there. You can buy the buy the book. I will mail it to you, but I will sign and number your book. So you'll have an autographed copy, signed, what number of the limited release. And yeah, man, hold on to them. For $20, you have something that is going to be worth a lot more in the fucking future.
Well, man, I know you're going to sell all 100. You're gonna
absolutely.
So can you hold one to the side for my black ass so I can read? Or can you get like 101 copy for your boy? One more copy for Derek.
All
right,
so you're going to make sure, you're going to wait till I do all 100.
I want you to sell your books.
Once you sell 100,
I'll give you $20 for a book, but sell the first.
You trying to do me like the dad that come to the eat. Let me get that little piece of fish out of the
freezer.
Let me get that little.
You got to shake the grease off.
What Chris used to say, let me get a little piece of brownie meat right there.
Get that little brownie meat. Get that little wing meat. You ain't going to eat that. Let me get some
Chris
of that wing meat.
Chris used to stick his fucking fat sausage fingers right in your fucking sundae. Ugh. Of course it's yours now, nigga.
Chris had them fingers too, bro. So yeah, it was his.
Yo, but it's funny too now. We coming back from plugging stuff, man. We had officially, so, you know, you weren't here last week because you was doing Last OG, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had to, you know, we still do the intro. We had to do a whole show, man. And it was funny, man, the way we had to do the intro without you. I just wanted you to see how the intro went without you.
Whoa, how you guys doing? Welcome to No Need for Apologies.
All right.
I'm the great boy. I know every week we say this.
We got a wild one. We're already starting off wild. I got a honey from back.
Okay, Dylan.
He was so happy to get that shit off.
I love that.
This is my favorite.
Agree.
All right. Lawrence Killebrew was on the podcast.
Hey.
Get into it.
I fuck with it. Yeah.
If you didn't check out last week's show, go fucking check it out. It's absolutely fucking hilarious.
Good shit. Fuck you, Dylan. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's the truest form of flattery, man.
I dug it.
They watch your shit. They pay attention to your mannerisms.
He said, feel that.
That was good. And the boy got you down.
I was like, he said, this motherfucker hit the table all good, did the shimmy, all right.
Is there anybody in your life like that that you like, you can imitate really good, Eagle?
Nah. Straight up, impersonation's not my shit.
Yeah. It's not mine either. That's why I was like, I don't know, I ain't going out for SNL, because I'm like, I don't want to embarrass myself.
I'm not good at impersonations. I'm around Derek a lot.
Yeah,
so it just gets easier and easier.
Nigga, you do an impression of your whole grandma, nigga.
Also, characters, your stand-up's full of energy. You should try this now, nigga.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like, nigga.
You're charismatic.
Obviously, you're not being a woman, but old man Gaines is your motherfucking grandma. You know what I mean?
All day long. That's Shirley White, nigga. Shirley White and Richard. The fuck you think you do?
I do. I make fun of my dad, but I don't do impersonation as much as I just say type of shit he'll say. Like my dad, you know, my dad white, my dad will just say random shit. Like real racist shit by accident. Like, the nigga don't even know. He'd be like, blacks aren't, like, equal, right? Like, I'm just saying. Like, you know.
They're like equal shit. Or like equal?
Like, equal? I don't know. I'm just
equal?
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers professional counseling done securely online. So if you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, definitely check out BetterHelp.
Yeah, man, I always thought, I'm glad it's online. Because what if, like, BetterHelp came in, like, a buffet? Like, Golden Corral presents BetterHelp. Like, you go in there, and they got all kinds of therapists. Some are Asian, some are African-American. Some of them are like, you know, Jewish. You got dessert. You got the sweet ones.
That is exactly what Golden Corral is. It's the worst kind of therapy, man. Yeah,
Golden Corral.
Just families gorging themselves in different.
Right, and I hate when they celebrate. When they have like an event at a buffet, you'd be like, that's some trash ass shit right there. Like, come on, man.
That's not what you should do, man. What you should do is go to betterhelp.com/NNFA to join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. New testimonials from users are posted daily. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So go to betterhelp.com/NNFA. That's betterhelp.com/NNFA to get 10% off your first month. One more time, that's betterhelp.com/NNFA for 10% off your first month.
So new testimonials from users and posted daily. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
Yeah.
That's like crab legs at Golden Canal. When they bring the crab legs, like a special Friday. So, yeah. So they bringing crab legs, basically, and a chocolate fountain.
Yeah, you better this get shit. Down there to Better Health. Better Health is off the
easy. I put cheesy.
Get on believe down. Me.
Come over here and get your chocolate fountain full of Better Help. Hey, put the baby in the chocolate. Put some crab legs in the chocolate fountain. How that's about Better Help?
That's come the way on. You sell mental health, people.
That's the chocolate fountain. Going Corral presents. Better Help.
Let's get back to it. Dylan, did you get a video? Did I send you a video link? My bad. It was a video that I wanted Eagle to watch, man. I thought Eagle would have had good fucking input on this, but I didn't email you anything, Pickles? No.
Fuck!
I fucked up. All right, well, I can't find it now, but there was a video. You ever do any man on the street shit?
Uh-oh.
Like, would you walk around with a phone and interview people on the street? You ever see the
I've seen people do it.
Yeah, you seem like you'd be good for that, man. Like,
I would maybe fuck with it.
Yeah.
I'd have fun.
Yeah, like the dudes, especially like them dudes that be doing shit where the dude would be like, yo, give me 10 racks if you let me kiss your girl right now. You ever see them videos and shit?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and niggas be getting hemmed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the nigga will take. I'm going to see if I can have Dylan find this video. Well, no, give me a second, Dylan, while y'all talk about this shit.
That's crazy. 10 racks. If I'm walking with my bitch and the nigga offer me 10 racks to kiss her, I'd be like, nigga, you can finger the bitch for all I care. Give
right.
Me 10
and
racks.
That'd be the thing. The girl be like, let nah. Me see the money. And then he'll take the money and throw it on the floor. Right? Like ooh. A whole manicure band.
That don't feel good. I ain't gonna
but
lie.
But he'll go to thing. And they'll be like, nah. And then he'll be like, all right, 20 racks. He'll throw another
ooh,
one down.
I ain't gonna lie. I take the disrespect for 20 racks.
Right.
Because you can change dudes, your life.
The dudes start caving pretty fast, man.
Oh, I love this. This what you wanted to show me?
Together. Something like that.
All right. Been together and everything. Y'all about to move, eh? That's lit. Listen, y'all. Hold this for me, bro.
So y'all coming, right?
I'm gonna tell you this nigga, bitch.
I got literally 10 racks for her, for yours. If you let her kiss him, 10 racks. Y'all see the bird? Look. 10 racks.
No.
10 racks.
No.
10 racks. All you gotta do is kiss him.
No.
It's like a little peck.
10 racks. The money is yours. You can hold it.
She said like a little peck.
On the lips. If you kiss him.
No.
No.
Bro, it's 10 racks.
That is a simp.
It don't matter.
10 racks. She'll white. She'll,
it don't matter.
Yeah. If you don't let your bitch kiss that nigga for 10 racks.
I don't know. Just a kiss.
No. She gonna kiss another nigga for free.
Yeah.
She gonna cheat
kiss
regardless.
Another nigga for free.
Dang. Hey, might as well get paid for it. Especially because you know how dumb you're gonna feel
if when, that bitch cheat on you and you ain't never get no 10 racks.
And you didn't. You could have. Damn, son.
If she done gave 100 racks worth of cheat.
Here's the other thing. How old do they look?
Worth of cheat.
How old do they look?
They young. They
yeah, like, it's not gonna
but
work.
But that's
it's
young
not
energy.
Gonna work.
That's young energy.
They think it's
I used to
work.
Care about monogamy that much. I used to care about
nigga,
it that much.
Look at him. He put. They probably met at like Sunday school.
First
or
of all, I love how he didn't give the okay, and she's still like, "Nigga, I'm
and
taking
like,
my 10 racks."
Yeah, it's like nigga ain't gonna work out.
Yeah, you go 10 racks.
She's
like,
whole
no. He's like, no. Ooh, let's see how sensual she let it get.
She grabbed his face. She grabbed his face. Oh, she a whole.
Nah, we breaking up. Nah, she grabbed.
She grabbed that nigga face.
We breaking up. I'm mad for this nigga.
Wait, y'all switched up real quick.
She grabbed his face, bitch.
She grabbed his face.
She grabbed his face.
She personal. Grabbed his whole face.
It's personal.
She went, was smiling.
Mm.
She pulled, I don't give a fuck. And
that
you know that nigga was loving.
I feel my heart broken off
yo,
that.
The boy was just standing like, oh, yeah. That's a yeah.
I know, man. And
I
then
didn't like that
she,
at all.
She a whole. That's a Yo, savage. She
and the crazy thing was,
she's already cheated for free.
If she's that dude,
she's definitely cheated.
She's
for free.
Cheated for free.
If the dude that got kissed on, is that how you say that? What happened?
I guess, yeah.
He got kissed on. Like if he had like Black Air Force One energy, everybody got that. Like, cause you filming me, you filming this shit. Like everybody got die. You know what I mean?
He,
like
he's a whole punk. Yeah, he yeah.
Like I couldn't even imagine. Like that's the kind of breakup that you don't even tell your homies what happened. Niggas be like, yo, what happened? We sure.
I'll tell you what. That's a $5,000 breakup. That's a give me my cut. We done.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know yeah, yeah. You think
he might fight?
You think he gets to go back and ask for that? Well, you got
I say
it.
Ask
so let
for
me
it first.
Some.
I say before the breakup, you got to ask for the money. All right, cool, babe, you did it. Let me get that five.
I'd be like, technically, he asked me if I want a 10K. Let you.
You look like you enjoyed the kiss.
You look like you
10K.
Enjoyed it.
Technically, he was looking at me. When, all right.
I don't know why I'm getting this connection timed out while I was trying to send you the other video, Dylan. Dylan, go to...
that hurt me.
I do want to do this other one because it's girls and it's on the flip side. So go to Worldstar. I can't because for some reason it's not clicking it. But just go to Worldstar and then go down like a few screens. Like
Dave, one of the only niggas
I'm amazed by how much the face grab literally hurt me when I
Yo,
watched.
Right, right.
His face.
I didn't think I gave a fuck until that happened.
And get then down she to said, like May 25th.
Smirked a little.
She cheated for free. She cheated for free on that nigga. The way she grabbed homeboy, stranger, grabbed the stranger's fucking face.
That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, in front of boy, and boy took it. Nah.
Ooh.
That ain't gonna work out.
I don't like that at all.
He gonna have to soul search.
That was not fun.
He gonna have to soul search, boy. That was tough. These kids out here savages.
Excellent banter, guys. Excellent fucking banter.
These kids savages, nigga. I don't know. These hot in the pants ass. She grabbed his face.
Grabbed his face.
I ain't even know teenagers knew how to grab the face. Okay. All
right, so check this one out, man. This is girls. And this
Derek saw white titties and got real quiet.
All right, nice of you to notice, you son of a bitch.
Single. Single is a Pringle.
I have a boyfriend.
You got a boyfriend. Okay, so are you guys all friends with each other?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so do you guys know her boyfriend?
Yes.
All right, so can we test his loyalty? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so can I have these two girls call your boyfriend on one of their phones and see if they'll be down on Netflix and chill with
Chicks
your boyfriend behind
really.
Your back? Is that okay?
These are all Ferraris, too. All right.
Yeah. All,
you say these are all Lamborghinis, huh?
Not the one over there. The one over
are
there
these sports
is
cars?
The one over there is like an Infiniti. And these two is like, okay.
Okay, I see why you say that.
Yeah, these bitches are just 2020 normal cars. Is
oh,
when you like,
shit.
Oh, this is a new car, but it's a...
Like a bomb-ass
oh,
Genesis.
When you pull out an Enterprise, yeah. Like, oh, okay.
It's like a Honda 2020.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this shit kind of fire.
Or like you get a convertible at the rental spot. You know how you get a convertible sometimes.
You ever get the accidental upgrade? Yeah.
You ever had a friend that gets a new car? He's like, it feels like an Audi.
The Chrysler 300 argument? That's what this is?
Yeah. She's like a Murano with a top drive.
It's like Chrysler 300.
He's like, it's a Nissan, but it is
Chrysler 300. So it's a lot of Chrysler.
That was a decent cat, right? That was an okay cat?
Yeah.
No?
It's a Chrysler 300. I know it looked like a baby Bentley. That shit killed me.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, let me find it.
So she called him a boyfriend.
No, I trust them. I'm with Ashley. We're just like, we're trying to leave, but like we don't have a ride.
Y'all can't call an Uber?
No, can you come get us and we can like maybe hang out or something? We kind of want to see you.
Yeah, I can do that.
But like Gina can't find out. Is that fine?
What?
Yeah, just don't tell her.
We like come to your house though and hang out? Like watch a movie, get food or something?
Just make sure you don't tell her.
He said yes. Take the phone. He said yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Take the phone.
I thought we were like best friends since like what? Sixth grade?
You're mad at them?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed. No, you should be mad at your man.
That's your man.
I mean, you guys called him though. Like, you're literally my best friend.
Wait.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's a Ferrari with no engine in it. there's no transmission in that Ferrari.
I did not see that misdirection coming. That was crazy.
This bitch is so... This is a pickup truck, nigga.
She might be a
That's what you need. You need a bitch like that. She gonna go home and suck her man dick bitches, like, I can't believe my bitch has called you.
You bitches is out here playing games? Like, go ahead, finish this.
That was crazy.
Play the rest.
It was for a video, though. It was for a loyalty check. Why are you mad at them?
I mean, it's a two-way street. But, I don't know.
But no, I told them to call him. Why are you mad at them?
I mean, it's a two-way street. But, I don't know.
But I told them to call him.
That was the deal, y'all.
That nigga nervous.
Wait, hold
I'm
up.
I'm so confused.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
What did they do, though?
I called my boyfriend.
I like the fact that, you know, she probably just wasn't listening and had no idea what she was agreeing to. You know what I mean? Like, this is the type of girl that's
fair,
like...
Fair.
Yeah. Like, you know...
I like her.
Yeah.
The dude is a complete piece of shit.
Yo, well, my first thought when this started, right? If we was renting, doing Cat Williams shit and all that, but in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, man, fuck this dude, man. This dude is getting a nigga caught up. That's what he's doing.
Oh,
he's on the street.
Getting dudes caught up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know me. If one of my ex's friends would, I'd have been like, I mean, you know.
Hey, yo.
He got me caught up.
I mean, we could probably like meet in public or something.
And my last
McDonald's?
You want some McDonald's? That's how you be. And it was some creepy shit. Like in my last relationship, and it wasn't even like I was looking to step out on my girl, but like I would come home from being on the road.
I like how you saved that. Go ahead, though.
And I would want to fuck, but she would like have company. You know what I mean? And it'd just be like her friends or whatever, but I'd be like, and my mind is a part of me where it's like, well, everybody want fuck? Like, is there any chance I can just fuck all y'all and then go to sleep? You know what I mean? Like, and it's a weird thing that...
Oh, if you're in a room with a girl, you always...
Yeah.
In what world?
And slightly entertained. And
in my mind, it was like, should I bring this up? Like,
here's my argument when it comes to, you know, girlfriends letting you fuck their friends with them and all that, right?
Okay.
Because they'll try to say like, oh, well, you ain't gonna let me fuck you and your friends together. Here's the thing. Here's my theory. I think during slumber parties, bitches get a little lesbian-ish sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We never get gay during sleepovers, right?
Nah. Not
but
the
they
black
get
people.
A little bit lesbian-ish during times, so not the black
people. Yeah, look, Dylan had no agreement for that.
He
Dylan
was like, I know, you know, a couple times.
We don't even like saying sleepover. We just be like, yo, everybody
crashing in my man.
We all here tonight.
Yeah. You gonna crash here?
But girls be on some funny shit sometimes. You hear stories. So it's like, y'all already a little with each other. Why can't we share me?
Well, it's weird, too, because they incorporate their sex lives in their regular conversation. Like, here's I just found this out from my girl. Like, the third or fourth question that they usually ask when they find out that a girl's seeing somebody is like, oh, what's the dick like? Like, facts. You know what I mean? And facts. They'll ask.
They always do that.
Like you
I've seen the text.
Right.
Son.
So like,
I'd be so happy when a bitch tell her friends with the dick. Like, right. I'd be like, I'm a fucking friend.
But the crazy thing is, dudes don't do that.
Tell that bitch.
Yeah.
Tell that bitch.
Eagle, if you come through with a new girl. Pussy. Yeah, you can't ask your homie what the pussy like, though.
She asked what the dick was like.
You can't ask that.
Oh,
that's a good
point.
How deep
is she, nigga?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Niggas don't ask their friend, what's your new girlfriend pussy like?
Right.
That's crazy.
Oh, you fucking her? Yo, what's the pussy like? Like, that's never.
It's inappropriate.
Or it's only appropriate if it's not your girl, though.
Oh, of course.
Like, we know when it's a smut joint, and we'll be like.
If we all single here, it's all about the story about the conquest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A dude can show his girl, and you can, like. Like, receive it, like, look at it. If he wants to do that, ayo, bro, all that. But the second a guy asks, hey, man, how was she last?
That's a wrap.
That's sus.
Too much.
Yeah.
I'm so bad with this shit. Like, this is so fucked up. This is how far away I stay from my homies' girls just to keep, like, from ever crossing that boundaries because I know what I am. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, Monroe wife, I ain't even know her name until I went to the wedding and seen that shit on the cake, nigga.
That's a good friend.
I was like, oh, you gonna marry this one? Oh, okay. Oh, shit, okay. Like, prior to that girl did not exist to me. It was just like, and over here is this shadow of a human being. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's your girl. I don't even look over there.
That's
you know
a
what I mean?
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, one of my homies had an ex that I wound up. I was like, I gotta take her, bro. Sorry. But that was like when I was in my early 20s, late 20s.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I want to tell a story so fucking
bad.
Yeah,
you got. Fuck. Because for you to say that means you didn't watch last week's episode.
Nah, what happened?
So Lawrence came on here and he talked about some of them stories, man.
Oh, that's Mr. Steal Your Girl. That nigga Lawrence is who? Lawrence Killebrew is Mr. Steal Your Girl in comedy. I don't give a fuck. That nigga is a whole savage.
So, okay, you might want to give your side of the story now. And this is funny, a continuing little drama.
Yes.
Okay, so Lawrence told a story about a girl that you brought around first.
Mm-hmm.
You was with her, y'all was rocking out. But he don't think you knew she was for the streets.
No,
so like,
I think I know which chick you're talking about.
And
nah,
you brought her around, and then like she started messaging him later, like, you know, on some like, all right. And apparently she told you that she was talking to him.
Oh, I was pissed. I was pissed. I
and
wanted that ass.
He said you threw him under the bus. Like,
absolutely. I threw his ass all the way under the fucking bus. I'll stand up and say it. Yes, I did. Cause I wanted that pussy. I was jealous, nigga.
Oh shit, we got that black. Yeah, which one?
You don't want that, nigga. He a dog.
Hey, accountability.
Fuck
honesty.
With me. Ugh. Yeah, I said. Shout out to my nigga Lawrence. Yeah, I threw your bitch ass under the bus.
Oh,
so
shit.
I wanted that. Girl.
He was like, he told this nigga, he's like, yo, that nigga a whore, man. He fuck with all kinds of girls. And Lawrence was like, I couldn't believe this nigga. I couldn't believe this nigga did that. You know what I mean? Like, and it was funny because we felt bad. Because he was like, oh, well, Derek wasn't here to defend himself. But Derek just sat here and told you, Black Air, you goddamn right I did it.
Yeah.
And I'd do it again. There's no need for apologies, nigga.
I wanted that chick. I've been wanting her since I was
that
in grade school.
That is hilarious.
So
I love the fact that you own that shit, man.
Fuck.
That is so funny.
Do you remember the thing Lawrence said? He was like, Derek's still mad about something. Fuck.
We didn't get into it. I know he said it was something because he thought she was mad at him. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think Derek still remembers whatever it is. He's like, nah, I think he remembers this one. But
the fuck? Nah.
Something with the chain? No. I'm trying to think.
Nah, I don't know.
I'm not
so,
mad at that.
But that's
nigga.
Good. There's no need for apologies. No need for apologies.
Yeah.
Need for apologies. So, and that's the thing. Like, Eagle, has there ever been a time in your life that you probably should have apologized but didn't?
Mm. I mean, I'm sure. man, I've been such a fuckboy. You know what's crazy? Here's the thing that avoided that situation. I haven't been caught a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure there were a lot of times I would have had to apologize, but I just relatively smooth operator. I've been caught, but not caught.
You ever been caught and you've been weird about it? Like,
now when I get caught, I take the L like a bitch. I fake cry. I'm so sorry. I have a problem. I have a problem. When I get caught, nigga, I'm all in. When I get caught, I don't play it cool.
I'm insecure.
Yo, you know what? It's because when I was, you know, because you...
I just be... Pussy be...
Pussy be calling me. It be calling me. I turn Pookie immediately, nigga.
Pookie, yes.
I channel Pookie. Bitches ain't watch that movie. They don't know. That's who I'm channeling. It be calling me.
It's a drug.
It's just something wrong with me. I'm an emotional getting caught.
Go
hilarious.
Ahead, Eric Benet.
You know,
better Eric Benet.
Hug, hold them tight while they swinging. You know,
I don't think I could get away with that because I'm not small enough.
I could get away with it.
I'm a big dude.
I take my hair out, take the scrunchie out.
You got the snot bubbles and all that. I'm going to get help.
I will go.
You know, you open your mouth when you crying and that one drool go like this.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That shit is hilarious.
I think, you know what? This is I don't know if I apologized to her. I think she blocked me too fast for me to apologize, but I wanted to.
Okay.
The last relationship I got into, right? When I got into it, I have this problem. I think next time I'm not going to have this problem, maybe. Whenever I get into a relationship, it'd be a whole bunch of bitches that I just kept giving excuses why I didn't want to be in a relationship to that kind of get left.
Okay.
And they get left real abruptly because when I like a bitch quick. And I'm like, all right, boom, this is the relationship one. And they be tight because they done put in years of dreams, years of hopes and aspirations. And I ain't know, like, I don't mean to do it like that. It's just how shit go because I be... It's enjoyable kicking it with them, fucking them and shit, talking to them.
Yeah.
But I know I ain't going to be with them. And then I meet this one random bitch that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I be with her after a day. And they be like, nigga, what? I put in 2 years.
Yeah, but you
I was in the gym every day for 2 years.
But you don't have that.
I'm playing Black Air Force One therapist. So you're saying your problem.
I'm a Black Air Force One therapist.
So you're saying that your problem is not necessarily the pussy, but the pussy.
Absolutely.
It's not necessary.
So you know what? There's an apology for one girl. She knows, you know, I ain't gonna say her name, but yeah, she was very upset when I got my last relationship.
Mm. Okay. Blocked
me before I could apologize. I'm sure.
Dang.
Yeah.
A pre-block.
Yeah. We was fucking around for like 2.5 years strong, and I kept giving excuses. You know, just career, I focus, you know.
I see. Sounds like your problem is that you suffer from fuckboyism.
Yes.
Fuckboyism?
Fuckboyism. And if I had to give advice to a fuckboy from the
sound
original.
Like some advice
the
from original old man Gaines?
OG fuckboy.
This is some old man Gaines advice.
Wait. If you can find it.
Fucking wait. Everyone fucking wait.
Hey, pretty lady. Advice from the fuckboy, Derek Gaines, fuckboy ground zero. It's the fuckboy.
I love this.
I wish you could have seen Eagle's face.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with a soldier, a fuckboy soldier, if you will. Sir, if I could explain to you what it is, I believe Jay-Z said it. I think he said, I love girls, 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 girls. Girls, I do adore. Put your number on this paper because I'd love to date you. Holla at you when I come off tour. Now, that's just something that's in the blood of some of these people, man. You might just love them all.
And that's poetry.
Do love them all.
That is poetry for, bitch, take this dick and I'm never going to see you.
Absolutely. Some would call me a feminist the way I love women.
Like, he said, put your number on this paper. Two-way pagers were out at that time.
They were. They really were. They were. They actually were. Yep.
But he didn't want to save your number. He just wanted to use
it. Put it on the paper.
So that you can feel like you did something. You feel like you did something. And I feel like I did something.
Absolutely.
I'll be pulling the cord out.
You know what else Jay-Z said that I always think about? Is the nigga said, I was just fucking them girls. I was going to
get right back.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, nigga.
I was going to get right back.
When would that line work on a bitch when she catch you cheating?
No, well, he's done.
Hey, baby,
nah.
I was just fucking them girls. I was going to
get
right back.
Back.
Oh, okay.
But that's a hurt nigga talking right there.
That is a hurt
nigga talking.
Because
he's talking to a pregnant.
I thought that.
He's talking to a pregnant girl
Ooh.
That he loved, but she's Ooh. Pregnant with somebody, and that's his fault. That's Ooh. His fault. And he knows, like, but I was just fucking them. I was gonna like, you don't have,
you have to do it,
but you don't have like nothing that. Left to say. You know what I mean? Like, that's like when somebody got the gun to your head and they be like, any last words? I was just fucking them
girls. I was gonna get right back, pal.
All them, you know, girl R&B songs that hit their soul when they going through shit. I feel like that line is for niggas for real.
Yeah.
Like, that line,
song
we
cry.
All like, damn. We
song cry
I love
is
you.
Great.
I was just fucking other bitches.
Yeah, because it's hard for people to understand. I used to tell this joke on my first album, the first
you
one.
You can't turn a bad girl good. But when you turn
say,
a good girl bad, she's
gone forever.
Gone forever.
Which is
forever,
sad as fuck, and I've done it, and it's sad.
But I just say, I was trying to get people to understand, like, yo, cheating is not personal with men, man. It's never it's the same way, because we cheat on in a relationship the same way we would cheat on a diet with fast food.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Like, I know I got good food at home in the fridge I'm supposed to be eating because this is what I said I want.
Absolutely.
But you know what I want.
I was out and I got hungry.
You know what I want. You know what I want. Do-do-do-do.
Good pussy! Because they got a drive-thru. You don't have to do nothing. They just throw it out the window. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks Blue Light Glasses.
Stuff.
This is my stuff right here, all right? So if you've been spending all day looking at your phone, computer, or TV, and let's be honest, who hasn't during the pandemic? You're starting to get headaches, you're feeling like your energy's low, and you're having trouble sleeping. Well, Blue Blocks is here to help. God damn it, they help. God damn it, they help so good.
Don't they help? I like that everything's orange. So what you need to do, if you want to get your energy back, sleep better, and black out the unhealthy effects of the blue light from a computer, phone, TV, the Blue Blocks glasses will help you out. Get 15% off by going to blueblocks.com/NNFA or enter the code NNFA at checkout. That's blueblocks.com/NNFA for 15% off. Use the code NNFA at checkout. Blue Blocks.
Yeah. But now let's get back into the show.
So yeah, man. Don't shame people that you see.
Yeah.
Going in the hood pussy.
I don't believe I'm a hood pussy nigga. They got the strawberry cream trees. Yeah. And pies.
Hood pussy one of them places too. You can't believe you went back. Like
got the chocolate pies.
You like in your 40s. You just had a killer show in Vegas. You and your homies is walking down. Get the they got a hood pussy out here. we gotta go to hood pussy for old time's sake, man.
Cheating can make you appreciate your bitch more.
Okay.
Because if you cheat down and you go back to your bitch, you like, damn, my bitch back. I didn't even realize this.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
I just seen that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, yo, there should be.
Baby, it made me appreciate you more.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there should be a cheating purge.
Ooh.
Like a week where married niggas
only
get
for
to.
Men.
Get to is that only for men?
Dave? Only for men.
Only for men? Okay, for the sake of the
girls gonna go out there and flap that, you know,
No, they won't. No, they won't. Because here's the fucked up thing about
I don't mind.
Here's the weird thing about girls.
Go do what you wanna do, man.
Here's the weird thing about girls when they fuck around. When girls fuck around, especially on the dude, it's just cause they're not really into that dude. Chicks will hang out with a dude too. Chicks will sit tight with a dude just for some regular dick. That way they ain't. Like, once a chick in her 30s, she's not trying to go to the club and get pounded and daggered. She got to find.
Pounded and daggered.
Yeah, she's
trying to
find.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can we take that in for a moment? I think daggered is what did it for me, nigga. I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that? Let me take a girl and mash her knees around her head and just fuck down. You know what I mean? Like, so, like.
Dang's face.
They're like. Young girls put up with that shit because they don't know how to go, hey, stop.
Everybody's pussy wet right now.
Yeah, no. But you know what I mean? So women in their 30s, they will just find a guy to be like, all right. Like, they hate this guy, but it's easier than fixing. Like, because women will delay shit. Women will put shit off. Women will be like, I know I need to go break up with him and find somebody else, but I'm busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you got a chick that is cheating on you, like, yeah, she's kind of sitting, killing time with you. You know what I mean? Because some chicks do that shit. You know what I mean?
Oof. Pull in your face.
That pulling, this? I didn't expect that video
I didn't expect
to
it
hit my soul.
Yeah. Because she, I mean, and honestly, that guy, he looked like the kill time guy type.
Oh, he's a simp.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, the boy with the hanging
earrings. He nice.
That just got played
what's
out.
What's crazy is in his mind, he the opposite of a simp. Because he was like, you ain't going to
Money. I buy my girl Annie Ann's every week.
And that's the delusion.
Right. And she's going to roll with it. She's going to roll with it because he get her out the house every weekend.
A nigga that would have been like, yo, go ahead, baby. Go make us that money. She'd have been like,
my daddy said I have to get the money first.
She would be like, can you take down your mask? I don't want to touch you.
Crazy. Crazy.
She wanted to slip some tongue in.
Yeah.
Just to see.
If the nigga was like, yeah, I'll give you 10 racks to kiss my... No, you going to give me 10 racks to kiss my girl. Like, I would like to see some shit like that.
That would have been a nice energy.
Yeah.
So it's my 10 racks. Is what you saying?
Yeah. Give me that money.
Yeah, now my Black Air Force One energy, I'd have been like... Let me see the money.
You didn't tell my bitch, like, yo, kiss that nigga on the cheek.
I wouldn't even kiss him.
I already got the money. Kiss him on the cheek.
Yeah.
He ain't say where. Yo,
I'd have definitely pulled that.
Right
I'd have definitely pulled the shirt under the gun thing, like the gun under the shirt, like, bitch, give it up. And then get the money, girl. Get the money.
Give me the money.
Let's go. That's what crackhead couples would do.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that I don't know whether crackheads practice that shit before they come out the house. Like,
is homeless love stronger or weaker?
Ooh.
All right. Black Air Force One.
It depends.
Black Air Force One. What was the question?
Is homeless love stronger or
is
weaker?
Is homeless love stronger or weaker? Stronger.
Mm.
Why you say that?
Because two crackheads can make it together forever. They under the same vice.
That's a good point. They got the same passion.
They got the same passion.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's easier to stay till death do you part if that could be in like 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, they live on the edge. Them two niggas out there dancing with the devil, so you know.
Every day could be a life.
Like, forever could be 2 weeks, you know
could
what I mean?
Could be 2 weeks when you running on that crack.
That's a good point.
Also, when you out here hunting
for
crack.
Who else are your options? You ain't gonna cheat much.
I'm sure it's other crackheads in the building, in the Carter.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that's the thing, too. I feel like the crackhead, the girl goes anywhere where the crack is. Like, do you think a crackhead looks at his girl, his crackhead girl sucking dick so that they can smoke crack as cheating?
Or is that just the necessary thing you need
right,
to do.
Right, this bitch is working.
She just at work?
She's just at work.
Yeah, she's working. I don't think crack is fucked, though, to be honest with you. I think all that shit dead.
Nah, crackhead is fucked.
Early
niggas crack be fucking crackheads.
Well, because there's crack babies everywhere.
Yeah,
so it's like,
niggas
yeah.
be fucking crackheads all the time.
There's newborns addicted to crack.
You know
so they gotta be fucking.
Dirty ass niggas in the hood be like, yo, fuck it. She said $20. This ass kind of fat.
It's gotta be. There's too many crack babies. It's too many crack babies out here.
I had an ex that was a crack baby. Dead ass.
I knew a chick that was a crack baby.
What's the pussy like?
Fire.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fire.
All that struggle?
Fire.
Come on, bro.
You ended with a condom.
What
like, is this wrong?
Are you
what is
talking
going
about?
On?
Of course the pussy was awesome,
fire,
nigga.
Bro.
She a crack baby.
She the most toxic
understand?
Ex I ever had. I still fuck it to this day. If she
that's,
walked in right now, I leave the
that's
podcast.
The clause on
fire.
The fucked up contract.
Jesus
when God
Christ.
Makes crack babies, they come with phenomenal vagina.
Phenomenal vagina. You have to.
If they a psycho, nigga.
Don't tell me that because now I'm about to start testing like the autistic people too. You got good pussy? Come here. Like just start turning all types of women upside down. Come here. I'm hearing the strangest people got the good pussy.
The strangest ones got the best stuff. Come on, man. It goes. Everything goes. If there's struggle, it's going to be nice. Why you think Michael Myers and Jason were so strong? Because they was out of their minds.
Mm.
So they couldn't get right.
The same thing that makes funny comedians make women good at sex.
Trauma.
Hey, trauma is the ingredient.
That's why when you fuck a bitch that really put it on you, you got to really cuddle her afterwards. You got to
because she
okay.
might slit your throat,
okay, baby.
She yeah. might slit your throat
because you know
she need it.
She needs it.
I
she
knew
don't even
a girl.
Know she
need
it, but
she I knew a girl that was afraid of thunder and lightning, nigga. She was 32.
Yeah,
that means something happened during
something
the thunderstorm.
Something happened.
Yeah,
she told me the whole story.
Ooh,
traumatic. Mm. Traumatic.
You know what? I put it like this. I was talking about this girl the other day. I was actually. So I had sex with this girl, right? She was tiny, cute, very cute, you know? And I love Derek's energy. So she's tiny, she cute. I've been with a lot of women. This girl
okay.
put it on me on a level that has never been put on to the point at one point I had to stop and go, I don't wanna fuck no more. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't
want to. Was she raised in a dungeon?
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
was she raised
like,
in a dungeon?
From...
Well, it wasn't even that it came from something as much as it was like, bitch, we going on like too long. We've been fucking for too long.
Mm. Oh, why? Wow.
I'm
just...
worn out. I don't want to do this
she
no more.
Didn't.
I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. What's the name? You got wedding crashed. Remember when wedding crashes when they went to the Clearys and they met the one girl, she said she was a virgin and then she lied and drained him out and
Duh.
He was like, I can't fuck you no more. I have nothing left.
I had nothing left. I begged her. I said, yo, please, can we just, you know? She said, all right, daddy. And the way she said daddy felt a little trauma-y. It was like a cute voice. It was very like, daddy. It was like, ooh, what the fuck? So then we get to having sex. I go to sleep. I'm like, thank God this bitch let me go to sleep. She wake me up 4 hours later like she knocked on the nigga chest.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you ready to go again? No, bitch!
And
I don't want to go again.
This is the crack baby.
It's crack
no, baby. This ain't the crack baby. This is a girl that I believe, and I don't know for a fact, I believe she must have come from trauma. It
okay.
must have missed
about
been
to say,
a touchy uncle
that
or
crack
something.
Something.
It
there was
been,
something. Somebody touched her.
It could have been a weird Catholic school
yeah.
or a fucked up sleep.
I felt bad about it.
Or yeah. she hate her mom.
Sex was great,
or she
though.
Hate her dad. Or you find... Well, she watched too many horror movies when she was young.
It
could
be simple.
Anything.
It could be horror movies.
There's a lot of stuff, you know. And what I had found out that it, when it's the more trauma, it cultures that down there.
Yeah.
Man, it feel great.
There's two type of reactions to trauma sexually, right? If you sexually, you know, go through some shit, you could either shut off completely
yeah.
and be like prude.
Yeah.
Or you could be a fucking freak on some shit.
Yeah. And being a freak is good for the environment, for the overall
hey,
happiness.
Like I
of
said,
mankind.
I'll cuddle you after you freak off.
Yeah, I don't understand why more women don't take pride in being a part of a man's rise to success.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Ooh. Like, hey, okay, but I gave him that.
It's gospel. It's,
yeah, see that Ooh. Little, see that little pep in his step. You know, like you don't think that there were women who maybe I don't know. Did Barack Obama? You think Barack Obama got pussy in high school? So there's definitely women that
yeah.
see him be president and be
college.
Like, okay. Like, I'm glad I fucked that guy. You know what I mean? Like, if there was anybody who was considering it and maybe he did the wrong thing, maybe Barry didn't call her back and she was a little hurt about it, but this nigga became president. You're like, good. You know what? I did good. I did good, you know?
Ooh.
I see. I see what you're
black
saying.
Up therapist.
So what's your black Air Force One therapist? So what you're saying, Dave, there are hoes, right? But then there are ejaculatory engineers. These are the chicks that
you
fuck.
You for that?
Ejaculatory engineers. These are the girls that know how to get it done for a man to succeed the way he needs it to succeed.
Now, you'll see that inspires.
There you go. Yes! Muses. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of a wonderful, wonderful episode here on No Need for Apologies.
Eagle, where can the people find you if they're looking for you online, man?
Eagle Witt Official, EAGLEWITT Official.
The nigga's name is Eagle.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people.
Y'all know where to find me. Y'all know where to hate me, at Dylan J. Negri on YouTube and Instagram.
Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, man. You know what it is. It's the great boy, TheGreatBoy, the one and only Derek Anson.
And I'm Dave Temple on all the Bet.
Why you fuck up the flow?
Yeah, man. You was going good.
Hey, everyone. Before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some other podcasts available at GasDigitalNetwork.com.
This week, we're highlighting Mike Vecchione Investigates with host Mike Vecchione. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
We knew each other through the comedy scene, but at this point, we were becoming new roommates. And I'll tell you, I was taking a lot of liberties with being the elder in the apartment. I was smoking when I pooped. I was smoking when I was drunk watching The Wire. I'm sorry for that. This is me apologizing. But anyways, back to your response.
That's all right. But maybe a normal person that would have bothered, but you have to understand where I came from. I came from 7 months, and I'm legitimately saying this, of pulling my hair out from bed bugs attacking me. Were attacking me.
Let's take it all the way back, because I want to ask you questions. You bring up the BBs and you start getting a little jumpy. That's you have PTSD from bed bugs. Dude, one of the funniest things Nate Bargatze ever said was Nate was standing on our couch and this is like fucking 7 years ago, and you went to bed, and then Nate was like, what if we like knocked on Vecchione's door and you just like heard a bunch of locks, and then he opened the door and a shotgun came through and he went, oh sorry, I thought you were bed bugs. it's like, it really is, that is the feeling in the apartment. I remember one time finding you taught me what a carpet beetle was. I didn't know a carpet beetle was a thing, because I thought it was a bed bug,
right?
And I came and told you that I had a carpet beetle the same way I went to Arizona's student health center thinking I had herpes when I had an ingrown hair. It was the same downtrodden.
Everybody texts me, are these bed bug bites? Is this a bed bug? Like, I get texts, like, that's most of my day, actually.
I'm going to commission a painting of, you know, the dogs playing poker. It's just going to be you playing poker with all the bed bug smelling dogs. That's the painting that I want. It's just you guys all talking about the ups and downs of the bed bug business. But
I'll tell you what happened before I moved in was, first of all, I got all my stuff. I had to pay to get all, which I was glad to pay at that point, get all my stuff fumigated so I didn't bring the bed bugs over. But you guys, you didn't seem that concerned about it. You were just like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm like, yeah, I want to get it all steamed and get rid of stuff and get everything I do have steamed and high heated so that I could bring it over.
We're gonna be 100% honest on this, and there might be some people that if they find their way to this podcast are gonna be a little upset at the next thing I'm gonna say. Vecchione, you were such a trade up. I didn't worry about off the field personality problems. it was such a trade up from the previous roommate that I was like, you got a DUI? Hey, who hasn't had a couple pops and taken a little spin? It was like, I was just so excited you were moving in. You're like, I might have bed bugs. I was like, well, you're going to like try not to, right? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to. And also hearing the seriousness in your voice when talking about it, you were like, you read your plan of fumigating your furniture to me before you moved in like it was a bank heist. Like, you're like, here's how it's going to go down. The doors are going to come in. All the furniture is going to be in the center of the room. The bed bugs are going to be distracted by little flakes of skin that I've put everywhere around the apartment. And people don't realize, which I can attest to, you came in hot about bed bugs to the point where I think even once after I got the Guinness gig, I think I got you a Christmas present that was a heating suitcase that would kill.
That's right. Yes, you did.
I bought you like a fucking
You got me like, a heating suitcase. I remember that.
I was like, dude, this thing will kill bed bugs. I was like, it's fucking, because you, I remember you telling me when you were on the road that you would put your bag up on the, you wouldn't even put it on the counter. You would put it on like in the bathtub.
In the bathtub.
Yeah.
Here's my hotel regimen, Dan. I would get my bag. I would go to the hotel. I'd get in the room. I'd put my bag in the bathtub. I'd take off all my clothes except for my underwear, put everything in the bathtub. And then I would get online. Tammy Pescatelli actually taught me this. You take the iron and you plug it in and put it on the bed because they respond to heat. So that'll bring them to the surface. While that's happening, I'm online checking the bed bug registry to see if the hotel has had any previous complaints.
Damn. Do you still do that?
No, I don't do that anymore. But
dude, the iron thing is very clever. I didn't know that.
The iron thing, it brings him to the surface.
And then what do you do? Like, you pull the sheet back and go, aha! And they're like, no! Oh, you tricked us. We thought you were a juicy lady taking a nap.